Andy, a smile on your face and a much needed and satisfactory win here.
Yeah, I think we deserve the victory today, Andy. I think first half we could have done a bit better with the ball, give it away a little bit too cheaply for me on occasions. But the second half performance was excellent. We didn't make it easy for ourselves with conceding straight away after scoring the second goal. We should have just took the sting out of the game. But overall, delighted with the overall performance and really happy to get the 3 points. And I think, you know, that was as much for the other day as well. I think we fully deserved the victory up at Carlisle, and it didn't quite happen for whatever reason. So I think today was a fully deserved victory.
Yeah, how pleasing is it? You couldn't see out the 2-1 scoreline 3 days ago, but there was pressure, yeah. There were balls in the box, yeah. There was saves, interventions, and you did the job.
Yeah, we stood up to it today. You know, on Monday, some things were out of our control with the referee's timekeeping, as I've spoken about today. You know, we've seen it out and learnt, which is the important thing. And I have to say, the supporters today played their full part in keeping us going right towards the end.
First half, you had Jed Wallace on the left, Tubbs on the right. Wallace didn't see too much of the ball. Did you just tinker things slightly at half time?
Yeah, I tinkered things and explained a few things to them that we needed to do. We were playing straight lines too much. When you play three behind Taylor, they've got to have more movement, Andy. And you know, I wanted Jed to be more than a left winger. I wanted him to cause more problems in field. I wanted Tubbs to get closer to him, fog them beyond him. And so, yeah, we spoke about that at half-time. And thankfully, they took that on board, and it was a lot better second half.
Second game in a row, you decided to sort of kick-started from a really fine goal from Jed Wallace.
Yeah, he's in good form, isn't he? He's a really good player. You know, we've seen that all season. He's added the consistency to his game this year. Two fantastic goals, one today, one on Saturday. But his overall play today, first half he was quiet. But second half he's come good, and you know, we have to find a way to win in today. Thankfully we did.
And 16 goals from midfield is a fine achievement at any level.
This season, yeah, of course it is. At any level, if you give a midfield player the opportunity, you know, the chance to take 16, they would. And we've still got 5 games to go. I'm sure he'll score plenty in the last 5 games. And the thing I look at is his record overall as well, Andy. You know, he scores nearly 1 in 3 from midfield. You know, 1 in 3 games, 4 games. So he's, you know, he's always willing to try things. He's always willing to pull the trigger, and he deserved that today.
And Dan Butler again seems to be growing in confidence, and a lovely ball in for the second goal.
Yeah, great stand-up play to the back stick. You know, Ryan's a big threat, isn't he, in those areas with his aerial power. And it was an inviting ball, wasn't it, from Dan Butler? It really was. And great delivery, and you know, Ryan's put it away very well as well. Great execution from Ryan with a downward header.
Just looking at who wasn't there today, Ben Chorley, is that back still bothering
you? Yeah, he wasn't fit to play, Ben. We had 3 or 4 our fitness tests this morning, to be honest. We were looking at it. We had 21 players in the squad today because, honestly, Andy, until 11:30 this morning, I didn't actually know what the 11 was going to be. So I don't really want to say who, but we had a few out on the training ground this morning going through fitness tests to see how they were. And obviously, Ben couldn't make it.
And Cole Kopecka, or is that just selection again?
That was selection, yeah.
And is there any chance he'd go back? Would you still want to keep him for the rest of the season?
No, he's a young lad who we like. But, you know, Dan's come in and done well in the last 2 games. But as we've seen, you get your injuries and your suspensions. They've had one today. You do pick things up, and once the loan window closes, you need to make sure that you're covered as much as you can be. And we have stacked the injuries up in recent weeks. But hopefully we're through that now, and hopefully we can start to get a few back out there for the Morecambe game. Will certainly to be available.
Just finally, after the disappointment here against Shrewsbury, you mentioned the part that the fans play, but did you really need that for them today to give them the performance and the result?
Every game, Andy, that you have it here, you have to perform. It's part of the duty of playing for this football club. It's a magnificent football club. It's such a big club, and you know, we all know that the fans are the heartbeat, and you know, I love them to bits. What they do for the football club, what they've done in the past, what they still do now, turning up today, you know, in the numbers that they did, the amount of people we take to Carlisle to support us, it's phenomenal. And you have to play every game. It doesn't matter home or away. You have a duty of the club to perform and give your absolute all. And when you're beaten sometimes by a better team, like we were against Shrewsbury, hands up, we weren't, Shrewsbury were better than us. But you know, as long as you're giving your absolute everything for the football club, and the supporters will accept that. And today, every single player has given their absolute all, and we win. On other days, when they give their absolute all and we lose, they also understand that. But we're not going to win every game. But as long as you're having a right good go for them, they'll accept that. So, you know, we have to perform every single week for them, and you know, we keep trying to do that as the season wears on.